Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode 188. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, guys?
All good things.
Yeah, having a good time.
We are.
Trying.
Pause.
A little chit-chatting before.
Yeah, it was chit-chatting, yes. A little
catching up, right? Because somebody was on vacation. Yay, Manelli.
Yeah. Wasn't me.
Fire. No, it wasn't me either.
Should fire that guy.
No way. Never.
Can't do that. You've got a job for life, Nate. Your job security is well intact. So.
Did you see that I took over your spot for a little bit while mm-hmm. you were gone?
Yeah, my knobs are turned.
That was not me. I did not do that.
It was little elves that came in, Nate.
Yeah, it was the little kiddos. I told them not to touch any of that stuff.
I don't want to say their name, but the initials are Ella.
Ella and
Layman.
Potentially Claire, because Claire and her friends, and I told them, I said, don't touch anything except you turn it on and you can play, yeah. But don't.
My side of things are, it's fine.
I had them touch everything.
But the side that has all
the knobs.
All the knobs and buttons and switches and lights, pretty lights.
Oops. They had fun, though. Does that count?
Yeah.
Good.
No, well, I figured it out real quick.
That's good.
That's funny.
They're like, how does Nate do this? I was like, it's magic.
What are these? What are they?
It's magic. What are these do? Would you look at it?
Look at it. Would you look? You had a good vacation, Nate?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Nice to get away for a week.
Where did you go again?
Miramar Beach.
Miramar Beach.
Right next to Destin.
Nice. In Florida.
And the hurricane completely missed us.
Nice.
So it was fantastic.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
That is good. And I feel bad for the ones that get out of the way of the hurricane, but I'm glad you guys
Jerry
didn't have
Tracy.
To worry about it.
Yeah. they're good, though.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time away and
mm-hmm.
gave us a break. Sean and I, we didn't do anything. No.
We did.
I know.
We went out to dinner.
We went to Nye Brewery.
We sat on the same side of the table? No, we didn't. That we didn't do.
Let's make it weird.
Right.
There's going to be a guy coming in here, and he's going to say he's looking for me, but no, I'm not here.
I said, hey, is there a tall guy?
I was hiding under the table.
Have the menu up, blocking the
tall
face.
Guy with a hat. And she's like, that guy? Like by the pillar over there hiding from you?
I was like, let's see.
That's probably it.
I covered up my – I had a trench coat on with sunglasses and a hat, like a – what do you call those? Never mind.
Dick Tracy hat.
Yeah,
Dick
I was
Tracy.
Trying to think. Yeah, I was
a fedora.
Fedora. Thank there you. Gosh, go. I was like, I couldn't think of the words. So I was like, I'm bailing. Uh-huh. No, it was fun.
Then he saw you, and you're like, oh shoot.
I know.
No, hey,
how you doing? We made some connections.
My new Halloween costume.
We made some connections there, right?
We did.
The Mad
we
Flasher.
We'll give. We'll mention those here.
Yep.
Those contacts here in a little bit.
That's right.
But I'm glad we're all back together in the Mako studio.
Mm-hmm.
Creepies, hope they're doing well, right?
I hope.
Today is the 16th, by the way. Can you believe that? We are officially halfway past, more than halfway past October.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
Yeah, it goes
and
quick.
We have a really spooky big full moon out there. Did you guys see the full moon?
Good grief. It looks like you just grab it. I know.
I know.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. It is.
They're
huge.
Not calling it a super moon, but I'm calling it a super moon.
Super moon?
Mm-hmm.
Super moon. Is that what they call them usually?
Well, when they're closest to the Earth, they call it a super moon, but it looks like, and they're normally really big, you know, when you see them, but I think it looks
I call it now. A big blank moon.
What are you up to, moon, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It is big. Mm-hmm. But yeah, glad the creepies could be joining us whenever they're listening.
You want to know something about the moon?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
That has me in a tizzy.
Well, we don't
Do
know.
Do we have another one?
Is this Nate in a tizzy?
We got two moons.
There's an asteroid. Not
yes. See,
that's in orbit, and they're saying now we have two moons. It's like you can't even see the stupid thing
just for a month.
Yeah, we don't have it.
Yeah, you have to like use a telescope. I saw pictures of it, but it's silly.
Yeah,
I disregard it. That's the first time I've heard
it. It's with us for a month apparently. So
yeah, like, yeah really? we'll have two moons for like a month. It's like, but you can't see it with the naked eye. Then why report it?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm. It's silly.
I've got $500 for you, but you can't have it. Oh, okay. Well, then why
do you even tell me about it?
Yeah. Oh, I did not know anything about it.
I guess some people think it's fascinating.
I keep looking for it, though, even though you can't see it. I'm like, I want to see it.
I can believe that.
Come on.
Why do I believe that Sean is still looking for it without a telescope?
I feel like I'm on Star Wars or something, you know? Like Tatooine, you know?
Nate, I'm glad you're back. I'm
That's Sunzo, isn't it? I'm sorry.
Oh, anyway. Well, good. I'm glad we're all back together. Sean?
Yes?
Do we have a sponsor for this episode?
We most certainly do. Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Sean, and thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Oh, my gosh, you just said it perfectly again.
I'm just that good.
Batting 1,000.
Batting something.
And you're most welcome.
Yeah.
I squirm every time you say that.
Culture Creature?
Mm-hmm.
Beard Balm?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you squirming?
I've nailed it, man, every time.
Just in case he messes up?
It took me three or four times.
I'm going to have to stop it and edit.
No.
He's got a permanent twitch over there.
It took me a while at the beginning, but I nailed every time now. Mm-hmm. Culture Creature Beard Balm.
Nice. CCBB.
Something like that.
I have yes, it is CCBB.
It is CCBB. Double C, double B.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we thank you for your sponsorship as always. And moving on. Oh, it's that time of the show. It's Todd's dad joke of the show.
Oh, darn it. I was hoping it was give Nate money.
That's next.
No, but
that's
I'm going to give you a chuckle. How about that?
not gift not that as good keeps on it? Giving all year long, Clark.
You're, Sean, you're correct.
The Jelly Club or Jelly of the Month Club. Right.
You got it.
The gift that keeps on giving the whole year. Here you go, you guys in the creepies. Why was the dog with its puppies fined by the police officer? Why was the pup or the dog fined?
With its puppies?
For littering.
Oh.
Yes, they do
I always
litter.
Make it too hard.
They do litter.
That's pretty funny.
For littering. And there you go. That's why the dog was fined by the police officer. That is Todd's dad joke of the show, and you're welcome.
That wasn't too rough.
Oh.
You know, oh, but a bumsh. R-U-F-F.
That's right.
You know the tragedy of that part of the show? Is what? That there's only one joke.
That is.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I throw a bonus one in there for special occasions.
You do every once in a while.
Throw everybody a bone.
Makes me all warm inside.
Oh, wow.
Man, with the dog jokes.
He's starting to bark up the wrong tree.
Dog and pony show here. He's really dogging it.
Oh, so anyway, there you go. That's the dad joke. Sean has the first announcements, I would imagine.
I do, and they're over here somewhere. We come together every Wednesday for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy. the fun, right? But the most important thing we do is come together to build an emotional and mental health support group. So we want to make sure that you guys are getting help or helping other people that need it out there that you know. So call or text 988 or text HOME to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you may know or that you know may be experiencing, if I can speak the English language tonight.
That's okay. I think they got the point.
Good.
Yeah, we want to
quit pointing at me.
Who was pointing at Nate?
Under the table.
We want our creepies healthy, don't we?
That's right.
They need to do what they need to do to get healthy. And that's reach out to the group. But if it needs professional help, then, call these numbers and talk to somebody. That's right. Don't be afraid. And don't think you are alone, because you are not. And that is a fact. Because I think everybody in some way or fashion has battling is, anxiety, depression, even suicidal thoughts, So the world's stressful, man. And like we always say, coming up to the Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's holidays, and that can get people down. It's supposed to be a happy time, right? Mm-hmm. Mostly it is, but people miss loved ones and friends, and maybe they're struggling financially. So yeah, please reach out, like I said, to the group, message us, or if you need professional help, definitely call the numbers that Sean provided. Thank you, Sean, for that.
You're most welcome.
Appreciate it. Special announcements. I only have one. So this Saturday, October 19th from 11 to 5, Greenwood Happy Haunts, good friends of ours, Corey and Scott Steenburgen, the owners, they are having their Halloween craft fair this Saturday. And it's from 11 to 5, by the way. And the Mako Boys are going to be there. Now, I don't want to mention any names, but the initials are Nate Laux. He will not be there.
Hey, those aren't letters.
Tisk.
Always love doing that. Tisk. I don't want to mention any names, but the initials are Nate Laux.
Sort of sounds like Andrew, because it was Andrew.
Yeah.
That happened today.
Used to do that all the time. I don't mention any names, but the initials are. But you got to work, so I understand.
Unfortunately.
But I'll be there, and Sean may be there.
Yeah, so it'll be the Mako Boy or Boys.
Mako.
Yeah, Ella's two. Got a. Ella has a basketball game, so
okay.
I'm going to see what I can do.
I'm going to try to get there about 10:30, a little before 11, set up, and then I'll be there for 3 or 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'll be there for the whole 6 hours, but I say that, and I'll be there for 6 hours.
Yep.
So anyway, come out, see the craft fair, and see us. And they're supposed to be right now as of, when did I see Scott and Corey? Yesterday was, what, Tuesday?
40, how many?
43 booths.
That's a lot.
And they're supposed to all be Halloween spooky related.
That's
so
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I have to work and all, but I don't think they can handle me coming back this soon.
It wasn't that long ago. So it was September 21st.
We
got to
give some time.
I know. That's four weeks. That's
no. I don't think you can handle Nate. We can barely handle Nate.
I mean, they got lucky the first time, right? Yeah. The place didn't burn down.
But. As he came through the door, and that picture is still funny.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
I'm here.
Like, he's coming. She goes, Nate's here. I go, he's coming in.
And you're off to the side holding the door for him. That's pretty classic.
But anyway, yeah, so come out, check it out. So again, this Saturday, October 19th from 11 to 5 at Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana.
Yes.
It's right there off of Main Street. Anyway, that's all I got for special announcements. Sean?
Yes.
What are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about my pick. It is the Peoria State Hospital. And I'm going to give credit to Brett from Evil Never Dies. He has
who?
Been
never heard of
it. Yeah, me neither. But he is has said, when are you guys going to do Peoria State Hospital? So he has a little bit to interject here. And anything that I mess up, he can correct later.
I just noticed I didn't finish the the notes under the Peoria State Hospital. But you know what to say.
Yes. And please check out our show notes for the links we use to cover this topic.
Nailed it. You know what? Your zeros are back. I'm giving you more zeros.
Just that good.
So, it was a while back, right? You said that Brett was...
Yeah, and so I had it on my list, and I'm like, okay, when we do this, we're going to have to mess it up really good. But when we do it, we're going to have to give him some credit.
Cool.
Because he's from there.
Yeah, he says he's a...
transplanted Illinois Texan or something.
Illinois...
Illinois.
Hillbilly or Illinois. What's he say?
Illinois. I can't remember what he said. I just made that up.
Something. Or either that or, I don't know.
Or Texoys.
Huh? or Carl. Carl might call him something like that. Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, he's a transplant. But yeah. So Anyway, you have some foundation on the Peoria?
I do. It's located it's located in Bartonville, Illinois. The Peoria State Hospital was a psychiatric hospital in operation from 1902 to 1973. The hospital's history is marked by tragedy, neglect, and abandonment, making it a hotspot for, you guessed it, paranormal activity.
Nice.
You like that one?
Nice. So Bartonville, right?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
So it must be like some type of
suburb.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. I grew up at Speedway. Mm-hmm. It's own town, but it's technically in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But gotcha. Because I forgot to hashtag Bartonville on the
what?
I know. I know.
I'm totally kidding.
And then I was like, oh yeah, that's right. It is Bartonville.
I would have thought.
I mean, I knew it from reading, and then when I posted it, I totally botched it. That's all right, though.
We'll forgive you.
Yeah, thanks.
I won't take any zeros.
So who wants to start on some stories, maybe on the history or whatever?
I got a little bit more on the history. I didn't want to dive too
deep into that.
So the Peoria State Hospital was, from the very beginning, built to be an institution unlike anything else of its kind. Opened in 1902, the Peoria State Hospital was initiated by the work of the Peoria Women's League, who had seen the kinds of quote-unquote treatments that were being used to treat the mentally ill at the time. They knew there had to be a better way to house and help these people. From the very beginning, they knew they wanted Dr. George Zeller, a local surgeon, to be not only the superintendent, but the father of this institution. So it was originally opened under the name Illinois Asylum for the Incurable Insane. Dr. Zeller petitioned to have the name changed to Illinois General Hospital and then later changed to Peoria State Hospital, as he did not believe anyone to be incurable. Dr. Zeller wanted to run a new kind of institution which treated people with mental illnesses humanely. He took all of the bars off the doors and windows, removed all types of restraints, and instituted new holistic types of therapies. We've heard this before, haven't we? Dr. Zeller was considered mad for refusing to lock his patients up or tie them to the beds, but his open door policy meant his patients were treated with human kindness and empathy. And the occasional stun gun. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
It was open 1902, closed in 1973. So I was 2 years old. George Zeller. I've got a few stats, information type stuff on. Says the most of the asylum's original campus is lost to time, but the large, Bowen building still stands. There were 63 buildings on the campus at the asylum's height. Today, only 13 of those buildings are left, including the Bowen and the Pollock Hospital, which is the tuberculosis ward. There are also four cemeteries on these grounds containing the thousands who died while in residence at the asylum. Famous graves include the former gravedigger Mr. Bookbinder, Rhoda Derry, who sadly became famous, and I've heard of her, because of the cruel treatment she suffered before coming to this institution, and Emily Belcher, the last surviving descendant of the legendary explorer Sir Francis Drake. Interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah. So, and the Bowen building still stands as of April 2016. There are plans for it to be demolished this upcoming summer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the main hospital got demolished.
Yeah. And the reason it called it Peoria State is because that's the nearest, largest town.
Okay.
Is Peoria. Mm. So, it's a little information.
Had a little better ring to it.
Yeah.
I have someone's review, if you will, about the abuse of Dr. Zeller, in their own words.
Okay.
It is said that there was abuse at the old hospital from Dr. Zeller when it was still running. Several people have testified that Dr. Zeller would run railroad nails through people's feet as a form of cure.
Oh.
There's said to be a lady wandering the grounds in a white nightdress. She was one of the victims of Dr. Zeller. I remember driving past the asylum as a passenger. I looked up at one of the windows and saw a woman who looked to be in her 20s with brown hair that reached her shoulders, looking out the window out to the cemetery. I've been by there several times, just driving by, but never stopping. Something has always tried to pull me in towards the cemetery across the way.
Mm-hmm. Even on their map, they have like all the buildings and things, and it was huge. Number one,
yeah, it was.
And then it shows a little arrow, and it says to the cemetery. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I think it's interesting because so there sounds to be a darker part of Dr. Zeller, but on the so with the Peoria State Hospital, they talk about how this is it shines a pretty good light on it. But so it says that even though it was regularly inspected by the medical boards, the Peoria State Hospital was considered number one in their treatments of some illnesses and their curative ability of others. The hospital also boasted the number one nursing program in the county. I'm sorry, country, for 34 of its 36 years of operation. Even after Dr. Zeller's death in 1938, the hospital continued to run following his vision of non-imprisonment, non-restraint, non-sedation. And this is interesting, an eight-hour workday. So that's pretty unheard of nowadays for nurses. So that's pretty wild. It says the hospital finally closed its doors for good in 1973. Its closure was due to a combination of lack of funding and staffing. Despite the constant employee pleas for funding and the ability to hire more employees, the state government was already on a crusade to close this lifelong type, these lifelong type of facilities. At this point, the hospital included, like you guys said, an astounding 63 buildings. Unfortunately, a quote-unquote, I don't know what they mean by taboo, existed about these buildings. I guess that means that because they wanted to get rid of them. And a majority of them were demolished. Now, like you said, there's only 13 remaining. And it says, one of the things, and they're very obviously respectful of the history of this, it says, we at the Peoria State Museum, or Hospital Museum, work tirelessly to keep PSH history not only alive, but more importantly, accurate. We believe that those who worked, lived, and spent their lives here, both as patients and staff, deserve to be remembered with respect. The same respect they showed their patients, the grounds, and the mission of Dr. Zeller. So they still hold him in high standards. Now, that doesn't mean he wasn't up to some shenanigans. But
And you think, like, 33, right, buildings still standing?
13.
Or, I'm sorry.
13, yeah.
30.
That's right.
13. That's still a lot.
I mean, it is.
It's just,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
so massive at the beginning. They had so many buildings that you think 13 is like wow. I mean, some building or asylums and prisons and all those hospitals they had 13 to begin with. You know, so that just shows you how many they had.
Gargantuan.
I've got a
right?
story. So over here on Mr. Bookbinder says although numerous stories have been told about the hospital and the grounds, the most popular is that that of the death of one of the patients, a man known only as A. Bookbinder. Dr. Zeller assigned Bookbinder to the hospital's burial corps, and he performed his job well and even passionately mourned the passing of each and every person he helped intern in the cemetery. But when Bookbinder died, Dr. Zeller wrote that 400 of the staff and inmates saw his ghost mourning at his own funeral, just as he had for countless others while he was alive. They even opened the coffin to confirm that old Book was really dead. His corpse was securely inside. And then it says, the strange story does not end there. The elm tree the Bookbinder had leaned against to cry began to wither and die. Work crews attempted to remove it several times, but each time they were scared off by weeping that seemed to come from within the tree itself. Years later, the elm finally succumbed to nature when it fell over in a storm. So...
that's cool.
And it says the cemetery, as well as the grave of A. Bookbinder, I wonder what his first name was, can be seen during your visit to the asylum grounds. So it shows a picture. There you go. And of course, the
that is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepies can't see, but they can look it up.
Maybe his name was Alvin. Alvin Bookbinder or Andrew Bookbinder. I don't know. Did it say earlier?
I don't know.
Did we say, like when we were mentioning his name? Yeah, it just says A. Bookbinder. So they don't say his first name, just as initial.
That's one of the
anyway.
Brett had said, look up the old book story. So yeah, that is really cool. It said, Brett had told me, he said a couple things. My great grandmother was a nurse there from the 40s till it closed in 1972. Used to explore there as a kid. There were heated pipe tunnels that ran underneath the place connecting most of the buildings. They were creepy as hell. And this is funny. He said he used to, now I might get him in trouble with this, used to party there a lot as a teen too. I got dared to get in a morgue freezer and left in it for an hour before they let me out.
Nice.
So yeah, that sounds like Brett.
That's funny. Well, we got into the, what did we get into?
We got on the morgue slabs.
Yeah.
At Waverly.
Waverly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounded like a good idea at the time. Great idea.
Fun stuff. Yeah, I know Brett was a character. He's a character now.
Mm-hmm.
I love Brett and Carl, though. good guys, good friends. What you got, Nate or Sean, anything?
I have the building contains historical artifacts. Oh. They're talking about the museum.
Oh, okay.
That's in the original firehouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it contains historical artifacts and personal belongings from both patients and staff, and perhaps a few of their ghosts as well. Since the museum has been located, since the museum has been located in the building, there have been many reports of strange happenings, knocking, banging, whispers, and even a full-blown apparition.
That's cool.
Full-blown, you say.
A few full-blown
skip the apparitions.
Word. Yes. I found that guy's name. The bookbinder.
Yeah, what was his name?
Emmanuel A. Bookbinder. Is that right? Says one of the most well-known spirits associated with the hospital is Emmanuel A. Bookbinder.
So they just call him A. Bookbinder.
A. Bookbinder. Which that sounds made up, doesn't it? I think that's...
Why didn't they just call
his first
M.
name?
Bookbinder.
Mab.
Book. Yeah, Mab.
Right. He also known as Old Book, a patient who worked with our burial crew, like
Old
you said. Bookbinder died on the premises.
Old man Book.
Yeah, they say people see him. Says visitors and investigators have reported various paranormal phenomena, including unexplained noises, no kidding, and whispers and screams, doors opening and closing on their own, ghostly apparitions and orbs, unusually cold spots and drafts, disembodied voices and whispers. We never hear that.
I like it.
Indian burial ground?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about the museum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says that they have lots of strange happenings, knockings, banging, whispers. Full-blown apparitions. No, but anyway, he said another location open to investigators is Cottage B1, which was part of the original cottage system that was designed by Dr. Zeller in the early days of the hospital. The previous owners of the cottage spotted full-bodied apparitions, heard voices, saw radios turned to religious and country stations. That just caught me off guard. That's funny. And then increase in volume. More recent reports include voices, medicinal smells, laughter, and other strange noises. So the radio turned to religious and country stations.
Okay. That's what they prefer.
That's what they want to listen to.
You think the laughter is maniacal laughter?
I have a question. Are the cottages full of cheese?
Oh, man.
Hey, I already did the
I was going to say, yep.
Nate, you know, I mean,
he's reading my mind.
I'm getting hungry.
I love cottage cheese.
Did you not eat?
You guys like cottage cheese?
Yeah, I do.
Love cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese with spaghetti.
Pineapple.
Spaghetti.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
My mom likes it with pineapple.
Pineapple, yeah.
I can eat it with pineapple, but I'd prefer not.
As a kid.
Straight, man.
My parents and my
tomato.
Oh, tomatoes.
Tomato sauce.
With
and,
it, yeah.
And,
or tomato.
And meatballs. Oh, yeah. Regular spaghetti and then a side of cottage cheese to eat with it.
Yeah. My family used to put pepper on it. Pepper and cottage cheese.
Pepper.
Salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. I can put salt on it, but I can't put pepper on anymore.
That's what they say in Boston. Salt and pepper.
Boston.
Can't say their R's.
Yeah. The yard.
Yeah.
Park the car in the yard.
In the yard.
What are you trying to say?
Hey, we love Boston. Boston's awesome.
It's my second city.
That's right.
That in Lexington. And Athens. And Pittsburgh.
You got only a few.
And Tempe.
To name a few. And what about Indianapolis?
I said my second city.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I like them better than anyhow.
Yeah, I thought so.
Anyway, so there's the that's the Cottage B1.
Mm. This says investigations and tours. The hospital's abandoned buildings and grounds have been explored by paranormal investigation teams, including the Atlantic Paranormal Society, TAPS, and American Hauntings. Guided tours and overnight investigations are available, offering visitors a chance to experience the hospital's haunted atmosphere firsthand. It also says that, so this is the hospital's troubled past includes overcrowding, poor conditions. So when you read all those wonderful things about it, you don't hear this stuff. Overcrowding, poor conditions, and inadequate care. Now this might have been later on by the time it was closed. By the 1970s, the hospital was largely abandoned with only a few patients remaining. The hospital's closure marked the beginning of a new era of paranormal activity as the abandoned buildings and grounds became a hub for ghostly activity. Now there was I'm going to have to apologize to Brett because I sure looked for it everywhere. And so he can correct me or fill us in on this another time, or we can add to it later. But there was a Jane Doe 4 that he said I needed to look up, and there was a piece back in the 80s in the Peoria Journal, and she was some kind of a forgotten patient. So I don't know what that means, and I don't know what happened to her. Okay. There was something else. I saw something about finding bones or something, but I think that was in the 90s, and so I don't know if it has anything to do with her. So I wonder if it's some kind of patient that was left unattended or died, and they didn't have her accounted for, and they found her bones later. So hopefully I'm getting that story correct, but so I'd have to apologize to Brett that, oops, I couldn't find it. So Google is no help to me.
You know, I was thinking with all these stories we talk about, and they decide to, you know, if they completely destroy, whether it's a house or an asylum or a prison. I wish I was on the committee to try to save these buildings.
Yeah.
I wish I, you know, it makes me sad. Like, they had 63 and now only 13 remain. And I get it if they're so, so bad. But just a lot of them, they could have saved. But they just elected just to destroy them.
Probably. It is. I mean, honestly, the pictures, though, of it are just really extraordinary.
Look at the houses at the Indiana State Sanatorium. Yeah, those two that they wouldn't let us in because, but they're not falling just, in, you know what, themselves. Let's just annihilate them. Mm-hmm. They're trying to fix them up, you know? And I'm pretty sure that they could have done with some of these.
And it sounds like even though a lot of it's been, you know, torn down, it says in recent years, efforts have been made to restore and preserve the hospital's historic buildings. While some structures have been demolished, many remain standing, including the iconic main building and the Pollock Tuberculosis Hospital. The Peoria State Hospital Museum offers a glimpse into the hospital's history and provides a unique opportunity to explore the site. So it's kind of nice that they're still trying to, you know, encourage people to come, learn about it. And they actually, it looks like, you know, foster the paranormal and the history of all that kind of as well, and encourage guided tours, overnight investigations, and all that such. So you're not allowed to trespass, so don't do that. Make sure you're visiting appropriately.
Did either of you mention where Mr. Bookbinder was buried? Gravemark?
No.
That was Gravemark 713.
713.
Hmm. And did either of you mention that he was mute?
I did not know that.
I was doing a
job. He is mute.
I'm going to say.
Yeah, supposedly.
You dirt. You dirt.
While living, he was supposedly mute, so no one knew his real name.
Oh. Interesting. So they just called him Manuel A. Bookbinder. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, that's a heck of a name to come up with, but I call him Joe or something. I don't know. Joe Smith. Manuel A. Bookbinder. That's cool. No, we didn't say that, Nate. That's
just
good information.
Make sure. I know we step on each other's toes.
No. They did say that all the graves are marked by numbers. So how many did we say how many there are? Was there thousands?
I don't know that I came across the number.
But they did say they're all numbered. Yeah, interesting.
There's a ghost of a girl who likes to play with dolls.
Oh, no.
Was known to live in the basement. And sometimes a shadow chased people up the stairs and out of the basement.
And they think it's the little girl?
I don't know.
Since, I mean, is that the only ghost or entity?
That's all it said about the basement.
So they're just assuming, let's say. So we're supposed to assume that that's the... Aw, wonder...
People have also reported the sound of heavy boots walking around the men's ward.
Oh.
And they've been unable to find the source of the sounds.
Yeah. Who was the guy? Keller? Or, no, who was the guy that was the first superintendent?
Zeller.
Zeller. Wonder if it's him.
I don't know.
Making his rounds.
Did you talk about how they did you read as part of the story for him, the bookbinder guy, that they thought he was still there mourning at his own grave?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you did. I thought you did. Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Because they said
that
he would watch all the others.
Yeah.
And passed away and he would mourn for him. And
did you see that they opened the coffin to confirm that he was actually dead and his corpse was there?
Yes, yeah, we said that.
That doesn't okay. I'm just confirming. I love that part of the story.
Hard time. I do the same thing.
I just want to be part of that story.
I understand. Yeah. This
did you know this is in Illinois?
Yeah. Is this Peoria, Illinois? Someone on, let's see, what is this? Trip Guide. What is it? What is that called? TripAdvisor.com. Says, while this was an amazing building and historic in nature, it was old and dangerous to even think about going into it. Said they held some Halloween events there. I would go in there. Heck yeah, man. Don't care. And I don't think they're going to let people go in there if it's absolutely ready to crash in.
No.
On you, so.
Yeah, the old pictures of
but
the
But they
main...
gave it 4 stars, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I would. Yeah, the old pictures of the main building, I wish that it was still standing. It would
oh, I know.
Very
oh,
cool
it's,
looking
it's
building.
It's so cool. It's creepy, but it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah, only 13 left. That's amazing. That's
I found the total number.
Less than a quarter. What?
On the the hospital's 25th anniversary in 1927, the population was 2,650 with a total of 13...
Whoa.
But that was it in 27. So 13,510 patients having entered the facility.
How many? What was the last
one? Oh, but I think that's still only up to 27, right? So it says on the hospital's 25th anniversary in 1927, the population was 2,650 with a total of 13,510 patients having entered the facility.
Total.
So
over,
from, up
for
to 71 that point.
Years.
So, oh, okay. So yeah, that's the, yeah.
That's what I'm taking it as.
That's a lot.
From
yeah, that's,
02
what,
to
that's what I thought.
Right?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, it said at its peak in the 50s, Bartonsville housed 2,800 patients.
Oh, at one time?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm sure over the years, that sounds about right then, probably 13,000 overall the pass through there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot, but that's a lot of years, too.
Right. Huh, interesting. Yeah. Actually,
At the end, the census was 600. It said it dropped off to 600 before it was closed.
Can you imagine trying to manage that many patients? I mean, good grief.
Hmm.
And again, they're understaffed and probably had great intentions at first. But same old story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Seems like it, unfortunately.
Same old song and dance.
Same old song and dance.
Yeah, they all sort of follow suit with each other.
I know. Yeah. Overall, though, on TripAdvisor, it gets good ratings, 3 to 4 stars, whatever. They don't call them stars, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely on the list of must-sees in Peoria and in the state of Illinois. I saw that. So a lot of people say that's a definite stop. They do hold Halloween events there.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
They should, right?
Yep.
Did you guys see the book? And again, if I'm repeating this, I'm sorry, but Befriending the Bereft?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So in the 1920s, Zeller penned a book titled Befriending the Bereft, drawn from the mysterious experiences he had at the hospital during his 2 tenures as superintendent from 1902 to 1913, and then again in 1921 to 1935, and then I guess he died in 1938. Included among numerous other eerie stories were Zeller's own account of Old Book and the Graveyard Elm. And so then he recounted, and he's saying that it sounds like that he had a lot of different weird experiences while he was there. So people passing and all that kind of stuff.
What, and remind me, what year did it get demolished again?
Do you guys remember? It closed down in 73.
Closed down, but when was it demolished? Wasn't like
pretty recent, I think. I can't
I was thinking,
can't remember if I read an exact date on that.
All right, I was just curious. I just can't remember. Yeah, it's a shame that the actual main building is not still up, but still check out whatever else. Yeah, they do ghost hunts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we put it on the list?
Before we started this, of course.
Oh, okay. You already mm-hmm. did it. You already beat me to it.
I did.
Well, it's not official though until I ask.
That's true. But I beat you to it still.
That's I'll give that to you. Anything else, Nate and Sean, on the Peoria State Hospital?
Nothing that we haven't really talked about already.
Yeah. That was good. That was a good choice. Sean, do you have anything
to
add?
I don't think so. Thank you to Brett, right?
Yeah, Brett. Thank you.
Brett.
Evil Never Dies, by the way, give them a listen. Carl and Brett do an excellent job. If you want to learn lots of stuff about horror movies and metal music and thrash music and all that type of stuff, give them a listen. They're friends of ours, and they do an excellent, excellent job. Mm-hmm. So
they do.
And give them a 5-star rating and tell them the Makeup Boy sent you.
That's right.
I have one more last thing to read, actually, before. And like I said, if you guys have something real quick, if not, I'm going to end it on this one.
End away.
Oh, you know how my phone is not acting right here. Let me see one. Sorry. Here we go. Okay, so it says, there is no question that during the hospital's many years of operation, hundreds died on the property and were buried in graves marked only by numbers. According to stories, research, and firsthand accounts, scores of their spirits stayed behind to walk the wards and hallways of the crumbling buildings and the asylum cemeteries and grounds.
Hmm.
Are you ready to spend the night searching for evidence of the ghosts that remain? You can join American Hauntings at the Peoria State Hospital for a night that you won't soon forget.
I'm ready.
I'm sold now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking for places to go, so how far is this, Nate?
Shouldn't be very far.
It's not very far.
Can't be.
A
couple hours, maybe.
Because I see signs in Indiana. So anytime I see signs for a city from another state, I'm like, oh, must be close. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. How far is Peoria? Probably.
Peoria is 184 miles.
So about three hours?
Probably about 3 hours, yeah.
Not bad at all.
3 hours, 10 minutes.
Not bad at all.
City.
Okay. I like it. Yeah.
You like it? You like it too?
I like it a lot.
We're like jinx, double jinx.
So I found someone that posted it back in 2017 that the building had been demolished.
Yeah, I saw 2018. So
it's been
okay
pre that.
Okay. Well, that's
all right. Haven't found anything that has said definitely.
Well, shoot. I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was good. Thank you, Brett, and thank you, Sean, for bringing it to the table.
Our attention.
Yeah. I'm going to go with middle-aged dark side. I'm going with dark side.
I think that's fair to call it a dark side. It is Imagine Dragons, Demons.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was a good way to kind of wrap up Peoria State, you know, and all these kind of institutions, but I think this is a good way with these lyrics. I think it's perfect. So when the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold, when your dreams all fail and the ones we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale, I want to hide the truth. I want to shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we are still made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. Don't get too close. It's dark inside. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. At the curtain's call, it's the last of all. When the lights fade out, all the sinners crawl. So that they dug your grave, and the masquerade will come calling out at the mess you've made. Don't want to let you down, but I am hellbound. That's my favorite part. Though this is all for you, don't want to hide the truth. No matter what we breed, we are still made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. Don't get too close. It's dark inside. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. They say it's what you make. I say it's up to fate. It's woven in my soul. I need to let you go. Your eyes, they shine so bright. I want to save that light. Can I escape this now? Unless you show me how. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. Don't get too close. It's dark inside. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide.
I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel like I created that song, but I know I didn't.
Your bank account.
Oh, my gusto.
Show it right.
No, not at all. Dang it.
That's good. Yeah.
You're right, though.
Mm-hmm. That was a good choice.
You like that?
Yeah.
You're like surprised. Like, man.
No, I thought you were completely botched.
And you got it correct, right?
No.
Dark side. I think it's dark side.
I think it's dark side.
I do too.
It might be a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to pick one, right?
Yes.
You don't have middle aged gray.
Side, in between side, yeah. I don't. I should probably
middle-aged in between side, yeah. Thank you, Sean, for that.
Yes.
I like it. We are to the shout-out section. Sean, you want to start?
I do.
I bet we have the same ones.
Well, I'm going to let you do the one. I'll let you have that one then.
Okay,
because I got a couple
other
ones.
You start.
Brett is what I, obviously, that's a shout-out.
Again,
for
Brett
this.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Brett
Evil
who?
Never Dies.
Evil Never Dies. And Carl, yay. Mm-hmm. I also want to shout-out to Austin Lawrence and Randolph Asylum.
Oh, yeah.
They discovered, so they were on the hunt to find bodies that were located on the premises, and they raised some money to do that. And I think it's awesome. And they end up finding 210 bodies, at least when he let us know. I'm sure there were more too. Mm-hmm. That's pretty remarkable. And he said, yeah, that's just the first of many missions around there that they want to start on. And so I think it's awesome. I love the people there at Randolph. They're like family to us. We just had them on, Ted and Kate, and that was fun. And I also, I do want to shout out.
Real quick. Yeah. I just want to come off of that.
Sure.
They, the episode is doing excellent on downloads.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's oh, one of the I love that.
So far, like one of the fastest.
I love to, that.
200 in 1 week.
Wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised by that. It is interesting that, so Melissa Rapinos, she's a friend of ours now. We met her when we were there the first time. She's become a friend because she listens to our show. She's one that lives in Illinois and drives there. They called her, she's often a visitor and also volunteers there. And so she has a big heart for that place. And so she reached out to me and said, hey, thanks for the shout out during that. So I told mm-hmm. her, I'm like, you know, they're awesome. And we just love that place. And we talked a little bit about how it calls out to you. And I'm like, I can't wait to get back there, you know? So, I just want to shout out to the whole place and all of it and everything they're doing there. So yeah. mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
They do good stuff. What is Dan's brother's name? His twin brother that co-owns it. Do you remember? It was driving me nuts the other day. Dan and
Richie, isn't it? Or Rich? Rich.
Dan and Rich.
I think it's Rich, right? Oh my gosh.
You remember, Nate?
Do not.
I was just wondering.
Rich sounds right, but
it does sound right. Richie doesn't sound right, but Rich.
No, yeah. When I said that, I was like, no, that's not quite right.
Anyway, I couldn't remember. So, okay. Nate, do you have any shout outs?
I did, but then Sean took the thunder.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
So I'm going to shout out to myself to start with.
Oh, that's a good shout out.
Because I found that the Boeing building, which was the main structure at the hospital, was demolished in 2017.
Thank you, Nate. Now I can sleep because it was driving me nuts.
It is Richard Allen, which is Rich.
Okay.
So, yep.
Okay.
Then
thank
I like
you,
to.
Thank you for looking that up.
No problem. I just wanted to.
No, not you. Nate. But thank you for that too, Sean.
Sorry.
Shout out to my my family and my sister and her family and everybody. We had a fun time down in Florida. So, yeah.
Family is always a good shout out.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
Hey, we got one. I got one.
You have a family or you have a shout out?
No more shout outs.
Oh,
yes, okay. I have a family. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll shout them out.
Any other
time.
Shout outs?
I don't think so.
Those are good. Those are good. Those are good. They earned it, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Again, you don't just give them out willy-nilly. So I have shout outs, kind of with Sean, too. When we went to Nye Brewery here in Plainfield the Wednesday that we weren't recording.
Yep.
The wait, well, server. I don't think they call them waitresses anymore. I don't know if they do, but server.
It's fair.
Jacy, J-A-C-E-E, I think is mm-hmm. how she spelled it. Sweetheart, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
great,
awesome.
And great at her job.
Yeah.
She did awesome. So
great talker. Not
just a sweetheart, but quite the talker.
We said we'd give her a shout out. And
we
like,
don't.
She's
don't.
Like, I'm a little shy. And I'm like, you don't have to say anything. We're just going
like,
to say
no,
it for
I
you.
I don't mind that. So I want to give shout outs to Jacy, our server. Mm-hmm. Saren, we met Saren. She was another server.
Yep.
She was sweet. They both love horror.
Yep.
Horror. And Chris, he mm-hmm. works in the bar area.
Yep.
And he's waited on me a few times in the past. And so they kind of bounce back and forth like, hey, check out this horror movie or check this. So mm-hmm. all three of them are into that. And so I gave them business cards.
So they said what they told Nate, we didn't tell you this. But they said, after we close down, we're going to turn on your podcast while we're cleaning
up. Oh, yeah, that's right. They did say that.
And they'll listen to it. And I was like, that's cool.
That's right. And we told them, listen to the most recent. Don't start at the beginning because you're going to go, these guys are absolutely horrific.
I did
not in a good way.
We got blocked by Nye Brew, though. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
No, I was kidding. They're like, yeah, no. On these
well, they have our faces up. Yours too now, Nate. Just because you're but this podcast. So
just the skeleton.
You're guilty by association. Yeah. So shout out to Jacy, Saren, and Chris at Nye Brewery in Plainfield. You guys are awesome. You did a fantastic job. Thanks for taking care of us. And thanks for listening. Hope they still listen. Mm-hmm. But if they don't, that's okay.
You know they are.
Well, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so. Other than that, I don't think I have any more shout outs. Let me see. Nope. That's it. We have another sponsor. Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. So there you go. Thank you to Greenwood Happy Haunts for their sponsorship.
Yay. They're awesome.
That one's pretty easy to say.
That is. Mm-hmm. That is. Yep.
I could. I haven't botched that one up yet.
And Nate's not gonna swat that down.
No.
No. Okay.
GHH.
GHH.
Oh, there you go.
GHH. And
tee him up. He does it again.
Anyway, yeah, thank you for their sponsorship. And Sean, mm-hmm. Do you have the second announcements, please?
I do. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X, and then this little thing called Rumble. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you're a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of merch, so go get you some. And please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials. It's your turn this time. Tag, you're it.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. He'll be like, is it one of those 11:59? Like, whew, I made it just in time.
Was it two Friday Frights ago for me? I did. I made it like right at 11:59.
Yeah.
I was like, it's technically still Friday.
You said that. You're like, it's still Friday.
Yeah.
It's true story.
I think it was a little sooner than that.
I think so too. But
11:52.
I'll give you a time. Yeah.
It is my turn, right? Okay. I'll have to write.
Just reminding you.
Yeah. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thank you, Sean, for that. Nate, it is your turn, sir.
My turn. Well, tonight was sort of like sitting in front of a fire with an old book. That's a wrap.
I like it.
You think bookbinder?
A bookbinder.
A bookbinder?
Yeah.
Manual.
Still weird. Manual. Manual, a bookbinder.
I think it's all made up.
You do?
I do. I think it's like, I don't know. Maybe not.
Nobody knew his name.
So it's just Manual.
Tom Jackson.
Mab.
Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 188 and our creepy discussion on the Peoria State Hospital. Until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.